Sybil, our man Mike Phillips, who toured with Prince, is on the phone. What's up, Mike Philly?
Hey, what's up, man? How you feel, Tom?
I'm okay. I'm okay. When's the last time you spoke with Prince?
Man, oh man, it was probably like the last show I did with him. We did 3 shows at the House of Blues. 3 shows in a row. One a big show, smaller one, and then the small one. And it was all night. So we started at 10 and ended at 7.
You started at 10 p.m. and you ended at 7. And that was quite common.
Man, listen, Prince, the artist, really flourished during the big arena shows. But when you got to see Prince, the musician, during the after parties and the small sets, that's when he was like a kid in the candy store, when you would see him put down the guitar and go on bass, and then he would get off of the bass and sing, and then get off the mic and then go on the drums. I mean, that's what those small after parties were about. And we've played many of them, and it wasn't an after party if you didn't stop and you didn't see the sunlight come up.
Mike Phillips, you were the music director for Prince during that tour?
Well, yeah, I was the music director for his club, which is 3121, when we did Vegas. So he called me and said that he wanted me, asked me to be the music director for his club. So what I would do is I would play there before he would come down, and our jam sessions would start at like 2 o'clock. I would start at 1:30. Now, this is after our main show, so we do our main show, and then I would come down and drum up the after party, and then he'll come down like about 3, and then we'll go until 6. All new set, all different songs, and as a musician for him, you'd have to know at least 80 songs on deck. You'd have to know the show.
When would you have time to rehearse?
Man, listen, this dude, it was like James Brown. This dude rehearsed...
On stage?
Yeah, we went, and, at Paisley Park, we would rehearse for weeks.
How long were the rehearsal days?
Oh, man, let me tell you, sometimes they were 4 hours, sometimes sometimes they were, like, 10. It was like, when we gonna finish, Mr. Bird? So I tell you one thing, though. He was a man that was big on attention to detail. And when we're playing at those after parties, you think that we're just jamming? Mm. No, all of that stuff was very intentional because we rehearsed. We just looked like we was like, oh, let's go to this song, let's go to that song. No, it was extremely intentional and rehearsed because he was one of the people that really put time into making sure that people were pleased with the musical product.
Okay. Mike Philly.
Yeah. This is a tough one, man. But I'll tell you one thing, man. He will always live with inside me for the work ethic that he has and what he's done for everybody that he influenced all over the world and the musicians that played for him.
All right,
what a legacy,
Mike Philly. All right, man.
Thanks, Mike.
Yeah, we love you.